Hallelujah. Father, this morning I acknowledge you as the great Jehovah. Jehovah Nissi, my banner. Jehovah Shalom, my peace. And Lord, I just want to thank you for this opportunity to stand in your presence and before your people. Father, Lord, I ask that the word that you have placed within me, O God, to share with your people, that you will anoint it, O God, that you will season it, O God, for such a time as this, that it will bless the hearers, O God, that are gathered in this place today. Lord, I pray that this word will encourage, it will strengthen your people and will bless your people and overall give you glory, O God, in the name of Jesus, I pray. Hallelujah. 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 Isaiah 59, verse 19. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Who is him? The enemy, our adversary. And when you look at this verse, it says when. Not if, not just in case, not likely or unlikely, but when. Now, this tells us that we are going to come up against the enemy, or the enemy is going to come up against us. As believers, believe it or not, we will face opposition. And when we think about the word standard, let us firstly reflect on Moses, the birth of Moses. What happened in that time? There was Pharaoh who ordered the death of all male newborn children. And we actually touched on this briefly on Friday during prayer meeting. And, you know, the king of Egypt was quite descriptive when he was giving his instructions to the midwives of that time. And he spoke very specifically and said that every baby boy would need to be killed, and only the daughters were to be spared. Now, why was this? Satan's motive and objective was to try and stop a great move of God as we know it, the Exodus. And of course, the devil was defeated. Also, we remember that whilst Moses was leading the Israelites, in the wilderness, they came under attack by the Amalekites. And if you remember, when Moses was standing at the top of the hill, he had the rod of God in his hand. That we recognize as the standard. And this identified whose camp he and his people belonged to. It gave encouragement and it gave hope. And each time when Moses held up his hand with the rod in his hand, Israel prevailed. And every time he let it down, the Amalekites prevailed. As we know, after that battle, Moses built an altar and named it Jehovah Nissi, which means the Lord, my banner. Raising the Lord's banner leads to victory. It brings assurance that we are under God's protection. And it comes with a certainty that God will fight for us. He will intervene at the right time. The word Nissi is derived from the word Ness, N-E-S, which is a rallying point or standard which drew people together for a common cause. There would be a signal pole or a flagpole as a point of focus. And it could be found at a high point or a place, i.e. a mountaintop. And this is especially true in war, even in today's time. There are many other biblical events which highlight God's intervention and power to deliver his people when faced with battles. And if you even look at the Queen of England, Queen Elizabeth, she has a personal royal standard, doesn't she? She has a flag which is positioned at the highest point of her residence. Whether she's here or whether she is abroad, no matter where she is, that royal standard is flown high for all to know that someone of a royal standard is in residence. This flag is used to represent the Queen all over the world. It is the royal arms in banner form, which is very distinguishable. It's easily identifiable by all of her citizens, her subjects, and her army. But when God's standard is raised, we are identified as kingdom citizens, and his standard can never be seen at half-mast. If you look at some of the royals across the world, anytime they lose someone or there's been a death or there's been a period of mourning, that their standard would raise at, would be lowered to half-mast. But I want to tell you today that God's standard, you will never see that at half-mast. It will always be flown high. We have a royal standard. And in 1 Peter chapter 2, 9 to 10, it declares that you are a chosen people. We are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Psalms 60, verses 4 to 5 says, you have given a banner to those who fear you, that it may be displayed because of the truth, that your beloved may be delivered, save with your right hand and hear me. God's banner over us is love. And because of his love for, us, he gave his son, Jesus Christ. He is our banner. He is our defender. He is our deliverer. Even when he hung upon the tree, he was placed in the middle at a high point. Yeah? He was mocked. He was abused. He was drenched in his own blood as it poured out for you and me. He was sweating and he was wounded beyond comprehension. Yet he stood beautified as the work of the cross was accomplished. When God raises his standard against the enemy for his people, there is no mistaking. In the story of David and Goliath, it was manifested as a smooth stone that was taken from a brook that brought deliverance. Also, like the pillar of cloud that withstood Pharaoh's army and ensured the safe passage of many people, and so on. The list goes on. I want to say to you that when you climb higher in Christ, you become more of a threat to Satan's kingdom and his work. You become dangerous, and he wants to stop you. He wants to stop the move of God in your life. You may experience an influx of attacks, spiritual battles, spiritual attacks that come. And it may look like you're being attacked by even the very people who surround you, like your family, your friends, even colleagues, sometimes even church folk. But remember, you're in a spiritual battle. This is a spiritual attack. Even though Satan may use these very people as a tool to get to you, don't fight the people, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Also, we are reminded in Zechariah chapter 4 that it's not by might, it's not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. When you are in a spiritual battle, increase your time in prayer. Cry out to God and he will hear you. Spend time in God's word. You may even need to spend time in fasting. All these will build up and strengthen your faith in these trying times. Remember that the battle is not yours, it's the Lord's. Through Christ, we have the victory. We have the victory over death. We have the victory in every battle that we face through Christ. Spend more time in praise and worship, and you'll be surprised what your praise can do. God inhabits the praises of his people. When you elevate your hands in total surrender to God, that is a signal. Yeah, that is a signal, and God can connect with that, and he will deliver you. Humble yourself before him. Fear not when the devil wages war against you. In Isaiah 43, It says, "Fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by name. Thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior." I just want to continue to encourage you that when you walk upright before the Lord, there's an assurance that the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard against your enemy if you let him. God has many ways of protecting his people if we trust him and if we obey him and his commandments. The evidence is there embedded in his word for all to see. All we need to do is walk upright before him. He will hear us when we call because he is a covenant-keeping God. Jehovah Nissi, the Lord, my banner. Amen.